Welcome back, everybody. We are back home again. First time since the season opener here at Rattler Stadium, taking on the Madisonville Mustangs. This is the pregame show with Coach Casey Dacus, brought to you by Gessner Heating and Air. Your comfort is our business. Well, Coach, after the loss to Rutter, I know that there's a lot of things that went through your mind after that loss and things that could have been and what ifs and all of that, but first thing I want to ask is, how are the kids? How the practice has been this week after, two losses that you know that you could have played better these last 2 weeks?
Oh, absolutely. No, the kids have been great. You know, we got them back on Saturday morning, and we reviewed the film and lifted, and it's always good to get around kids. Kids are resilient. You know, you learn that the longer you're in this business that kids are resilient and they can handle a lot of things. And I thought our guys did a good job this whole week. You know, we stressed the little things all week, obviously, especially after this last week, but I thought the kids did a really good job of kind of bouncing back, and the energy's been good, and we're just excited for another chance to play.
Let's talk briefly about the game. You and I were talking earlier about, I don't think that you or I or a whole lot of people can ever say that they've ever even seen or experienced a football game where one team had three scoop and scores, and that's what Rutter did. So that goes back to the Navasota team and putting the ball on the ground. That's, holding onto the ball, taking care of the ball. That's a basic of football on any level.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's something we stressed, at the beginning of two-a-days, the high and tight and the 5 points of pressure and all that kind of thing. And we've talked about all that stuff with our backs, with our receivers, with our quarterbacks. And the other night, we were real sloppy, to be real honest with you. And like you said, I don't think in my 18 years of coaching I've ever seen three, two of those maybe occasionally, but never have I ever seen three of those. So that's just one of those situations where we have to do a better job of taking care of the football, and that's definitely something we've been stressing, and we will, and we'll get better at it. You just hate it because, as we talked about earlier, our defense didn't even play a snap until it was already 14-0. So when you do those kinds of things, it's hard to win football games. You put yourself behind the old proverbial eight ball, if you will, and we did that the other night, and that's 3 weeks in a row now that we've started off not really – I don't know if ready to go is the right way to say it, but we've dug ourselves holes. And so one thing we've been really stressing this week is, let's try to get off to a better start, and give ourselves a chance at the end.
Well, okay, but you look at that after they scored immediately on the first snap of the game on the fumble and the, 17-yard return of the fumble. You all got that next kickoff, and you drove the ball down the field, and then it bit you again. You're running into the end zone around the 5-yard line, drop the ball, and the kid is in the great position to go right down the sideline. But still, you got to look at the positives and how you responded to that first snake bite.
Exactly. Yeah, you're exactly right. I thought that offensively, I thought we moved the ball better this past week. I thought we did some good things offensively, something we can definitely build on and get better at. But you're right. You're exactly right. I was proud of the way our kids bounced back after the opening fumble. And, we took the ball, I guess, 80 yards, right after that, right down the field. And like you said, we get to about the 2-yard line and the ball's on the ground again. And the next thing you know, they're going the other way with it. And it's a disheartening thing for a football team, to have that kind of success and then not be rewarded for it. And so that's, we talked all week, we got to make our own breaks. We can't wait on somebody else to make plays or the bounce to go our way or for the luck to change. We have to make our own luck. And that's something we've been really talking about a lot. Control what we can control, and we can definitely control whether or not we hold on to the football. So again, that's something we'll stress and we'll continue to stress and we'll try to get better at.
When things like this happen and your defense is on the field for so long and like happened later in the game when you couldn't get your defense off the field, much like at Sealy, that's just sort of something that feeds on itself, and your defense gets more and more tired, and then sometimes you can't come back from that.
That's exactly right, and that's what happened the other night. Early on, our offense stayed on the field quite a bit. We just ended up turning it over, and then our defense in the second half was on the field way too long. Mm-hmm. And we got to do a good job getting out, get off the field on third downs. I thought the other night Rutter did some things. They got in some third and shorts that allowed for them to be able to convert. And we have to get off the field, and then offensively we had to sustain drives, and we didn't do that very well the other night. But you're exactly right. It's a balanced thing, where you try to keep the offense out there as much as you possibly can. The defense is as little as you possibly can, and we have to do a better job of that with controlling the football and giving our guys a chance to get a little bit of a breather.
That's pretty much a basic of football, is keep your offense and move the chains. And when you get three and out, Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is every offensive possession, there's sort of a goal, and the goal is to move the chains, get a first down, then get a big play and put points on the board. And that's sort of the basics of it that you're trying to get through to your offense. You know, don't get yourself in third and long situations. Try to get yourself in third and short situations or big plays.
Absolutely. You know, you always want to stay ahead of the chains. And one of the things we talk about with our guys a lot is it doesn't always have to be a touchdown every play. We just need to try to move the chains and get first downs, because if we get first downs, the rest of it takes care of itself. So you're exactly right.
Back home again for the first time since the season opener. Been on the road now for a couple of weeks. This is brought to you by Gessner Heating and AC. Your comfort is our business. Visiting with head coach Casey Dacus. Coach, let's talk about this game tonight. Madisonville Mustangs come in. Their third year under coach Rusty Nail. And this is a team that just loves to run the football. Against Caldwell last week, I think they only attempted four passes and threw for about almost five. I mean, rushed for almost 545 yards.
Yes, sir. They're a good football team. Coach Nail's done a good job a long time wherever he's been. He's been at Mart for several years, and now he's obviously been at Madisonville, and he does a good job with his program, and they're definitely a running football team. I think they finished over 500 yards rushing last week. I think that's right. And, you know, they do it with a bunch of different ways, honestly. They can do it in two-back formations, three-back formations, one-back. They move guys with motion. They try to get you to be undisciplined in your run fits on defense, and so it's going to be quite a challenge for us this week defensively to be able to maintain our run lanes, our rush lanes, and be able to fit right so that we can fit the run and be able to defend them.
Have your practices changed getting ready for a run team this week?
That's been good. The format's changed a little bit. We've spent more time talking about run fits probably than we have in the past. And, you know, when you play teams that are run heavy, a lot of times it's difficult to pressure much or to do too much as far as stunning or blitzing goes, because you don't want to lose, you know, the gap discipline that you need on defense. And so it's been good for us because we've been able to kind of get back to the basics and, you know, how we want to play on defense and how we want to defend things and you know, who we want carrying the ball and who we want to take it away from and all of those things. And so it's been a good week as far as that goes and just getting back to basics. And that's both offensively and defensively. You know, defensively, they're very sound in what they do. They're a 4-2-5 team. Sometimes they'll get to a bare front and they'll try to challenge you a little bit with pressure. But the good thing about playing teams like Madisonville is they get you ready for district, and we're excited about playing them.
Their quarterback, a young man named Tyrese Brown, against Caldwell, rushed for 158. Their running back, Uriel Willis, 146. These are guys that obviously can tote the rock pretty good.
Absolutely. They can run. Yeah, they're fast and they're strong guys. And their size sometimes is a little bit deceiving because they just make plays, you know, and they do a good job of scheming to get those guys in the open field to give them a chance to make plays. And so, again, it's just going to come down to discipline and us being where we're supposed to be. And if we do that, then I like our chances.
Do you have any experience with Coach Nail? I know that he was at Mark for a while. Obviously, you know him through the coaching ranks.
I know him through the coaching ranks and just know of him. I know he's a great coach. I never have played against any of his teams or coached against any of his teams before, but his reputation precedes him, and he's been an absolute professional. You know, as far as dealing with him, he seems to be a really good man, a good coach.
On the defensive side, I know just reading the article about their game against Caldwell, they got a young man named Childress that had three picks last week.
He sure did, and that's, again, that goes back to Madisonville's, you know, athleticism. They're very athletic, and do a lot of things accentuate that athleticism, and you know, they put guys in position to make plays, and again, it comes down to, as far as scheme goes, to where coaches, we just really try to get guys in one-on-one situations, and then guys got to make plays, and that's what Madisonville does. And you're right, the kid that he picked it off, I think, three times last week, and he's a ball hawk, and he does a good job of making the play on the ball, and hopefully, you know, we can not have that happen this week when we're on offense and we're able to kind of keep him out of it. That's kind of the goal.
Coach, I'd like to talk about one of your seniors each week, Noah Burkhalter. I know this is a name that we called a couple of times last week, defensive lineman on your team. Talk about Noah.
Noah's a great kid. You know, he's – I think this is his first year on varsity. I don't know that he played on the varsity last year, but we made a position change with him this spring when we got here, and one of the reasons we did that is just because he's such a high motor guy, and he just plays so hard. And in our scheme, the way we like our defensive tackles to play, he really fits the bill pretty good as far as that position goes. And since we put him there, he's done a really, really good job. And you know, a lot of times he wears himself out after the game. He's spent most of the time, and that's what you want, you know, is a team full of guys like that play as hard as Noah does. And again, again, he's just he's a joy to be around. He's got great personality. He's funny, and he keeps it light, and he does a really good job of focusing when it's time to focus. So Noah's a great one, and we're excited, you know, to have him this year.
We're visiting with Coach Casey Dacus. This is the pregame show brought to you by Gessner Heating and Air. Coach, we've got a little bit more time. I want to ask you sort of about your role as athletic director here since you've here in your first year and also being the head coach. This is when wearing both hats makes a very busy time for you. I know this time of year. Sort of talk about that part of the job as far as being athletic director and how much that takes you away from being the football coach. I know you have a lot of help with that, with, you know, Tommy Gates, who knows where all the keys to all the rooms are in this place, but I know you have a lot of help in that role too.
Absolutely. You know, being an athletic director, you know, when I first got the job, one of the questions that I was asked was, you know, what are you the most concerned about or what are you the most worried about? And I think I answered the question, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And after these first several months, I can tell you there's a lot that goes into being the athletic director. You know, you're responsible for several different sports, obviously, and in the fall, it's busy because as well as being the head coach of the football team, we also have to look out for what's best for the volleyball program, the cross country program, and, you know, in all the other sports as they come. And you're right, we're blessed here that we have Coach Gates, you know, who's an assistant AD here, and he takes a lot of pressure off me and a lot of some of those responsibilities during the fall he's able to kind of take away from me so that I can be more involved with football. And then as football ends and we start getting into the other sports, then I can kind of assume a lot of those duties back. And so he does a good job with that, as, you know, little things, just, you know, as far as finding gate workers for Friday night football games and making sure we have a clock operator and someone to meet the referees when they get here and take them to the locker room. And, you know, just a lot of little things that a lot of people probably don't understand that they're involved, you know, especially on a Friday night. You know, he does a good job of taking care of that. Then he goes to the volleyball games when I can't go there, you know, whether it's because of a football obligation or something else, and he's able to represent us that way too. So I'm very fortunate. You know, Mr. Bowman, he's a great high school principal for us. He really makes my job easier. He takes a lot of this stuff off my plate that I don't need to spend a lot of time doing. He does a good job of kind of helping me with that. And then obviously we have a great support group and a great school board and a great superintendent and Dr. Music, and everybody's just real supportive and everybody does a lot to try to help me make my job easier. So I'm very appreciative of that.
In the coming weeks, I also want to talk to you about the new basketball coach that you brought in for Navasota, who also helps you with the football program, because that's always a unique thing here at Navasota, because you have so many football players playing basketball. And when can you get your season started? You as a football coach, you hope the later the better, obviously. But we'll talk about that in the coming weeks. But why don't you go ahead and introduce him to the folks that he is, our new head boys basketball coach.
Yes, sir. Chris Randolph is our new head boys basketball coach, and he comes to us from Center High School, where he coached, and obviously a very good basketball program there. And we've been so lucky to get him. He is you know, people don't know this about him, but he's been an offensive coordinator at the collegiate level in football, and he's coached quarterbacks, and he played college football as a quarterback. And so we're fortunate in that he's not just a basketball coach, he's also a football coach. And if you ask him to, you know, to coach golf or coach track, he could do those things too just as well. But he's a very talented guy, and again, we're looking forward to the basketball season with him, to seeing what, you know, what happens there. But we're excited also about what he brings to us in football. So he's a well-rounded coach, and again, just really, really fortunate to get him.
Okay, we'll talk more about him in October. You've been listening to the pregame show brought to you by Gessner Heating and Air. Your comfort is our business. We're about ready to kick this off. Madisonville and Navasota. Bryce Jones and I will be back, get to the starting lineups, and kick it off. This is Navasota football right here on Willie 98.7.